Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today, the Power of Christ Daily, the 5th of December 2015, titled, God Calls You Blessed. God calls you blessed. You and I are blessed. We are blessed. Brothers and sisters, yesterday we saw that Mary said, generations will call her blessed. Thank Jesus, true. She is blessed. And so some people say, what do I think of Mary? I love Mary. People will be surprised, especially these people who are left the Catholic Church or whatever. They'll say, how? Yeah, love Mary. I love Apostle Paul, John, Matthew, Mark, Abraham, Isaac, Moses. These are great people. God has blessed them. And this, some of these New Testament apostles, they are great examples. For us to follow. The Old Testament, they are great examples too. Like Moses, you know, fantastic character, you know, fantastic. You know, of course, he ran away frightened. He was brought up in the Egyptian courtroom and all that, and from the king, the Pharaoh, you know, brought, Pharaoh's court. He was brought up, finally ran away because he tried to save a Jew, an Israelite, and then they got fed up with him. Because they called him murderer and all, he ran off. And then finally lost the way, he could speak and all, he doesn't know how to speak. So 40 years in the wilderness, taking care of sheep or whatever. Then God calls him. Of course, he said, I can't speak. Then God said, take Aaron, show the staff. Now, these can you imagine? God has blessed all these people. Imagine that. Mary is blessed. I love Mary. But I adore, worship, and love Jesus Christ with all my heart, my mind, my strength, my soul, my very being. I love Jesus Christ. Why? He's the only one who suffered for me. He gave up everything. He gave up his entire riches of heaven. He was with God. He is God. He was with God. He was in God. He was the Word of God. He left that and came to come to be part of mankind. So that by his sacrifice to go on the cross and suffer, and first suffer, arrested, tortured, nailed, crucified, died, rise again, all in faith, you know, faith. Because Father God turned away. I've got one other segment I've recorded before. Father God had to turn away because sin and Father God cannot mix. And that time Jesus said, Eli, Eli, sabachthani. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why? All the sin had come on Jesus Christ. My sins, all kinds of sins I did. All my curses, Jesus Christ, it came on him. All my condemnation, my shame, my boils, my sicknesses, my eczemas, whatever I had, all had come upon him, and all what could have happened on me also went on him. And he took all of the world's troubles. Oh, brothers and sisters, all the illnesses, the diseases, all he took, the curses, the condemnation, the shame, the rebuke, the punishment, everything went on Jesus Christ of Nazareth. On the day of the cross, he came to do this and he went and did this. That is why we worship, adore all our heart, mind, soul and strength. Because he loves us to that point. And he was not a created being. He was, is and ever will be. He is God. He is God. That's why Mary herself said, her heart rejoices, her spirit rejoices, because God is her Savior. God is her Savior. Jesus Christ is her Savior. She needs saving. She knew that. Now, we need saving. We now must know that. And the saving can only come from Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we want to obey. How to love God? God said, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And our commandments are what? He said, the prescriptions. They are just authoritative prescriptions. prescriptions are good for us. And then he not only does say that, he gives us power by his name. Use my name, he says. You are called by my name, Christian. Use my name and cast out all the evil spirits. You can command anything and everything will obey in my name. Even the waters, the storm, that time when he was on the sea, he told the storm to be calm, the sea to be calm, and the sea became like glass. He's coming into Jerusalem, and the people are, we call it Palm Sunday these days. We call it the Palm Sunday, but I don't know whether it was Sunday or not, I must check that. He was coming to Jerusalem, and with people are carrying the palms and rejoicing. And the soldiers told, make your people be quiet. He said, if I tell them to be quiet, even the stones will rise up and call my name. Even the stones will rise up and call my name. Why? Every molecule of sand knew that it was created by Jesus Christ. When he cursed the fig tree, because it was not producing fruit and deceiving people, pretending, because he didn't curse the fig tree, not because he didn't produce at all. It was sort of flowering, like it was in a mode that from a distance it looked like it has fruits. Because that particular tree is deceiving, so he doesn't want people to be deceived. So he cursed the fig tree. He didn't curse all the fig trees, because it was not a season for fruiting, but this one was looking like it's fruiting, and from a distance they'd walk off the path of the road and go deeper inside, because he was hungry, starving, and he went to have some figs, and he found that this tree has lied, it's deceiving. Jesus and God Almighty cannot take deception of any kind. Cannot take deception. Every deception, we better get rid of it from our lives. Any kind of falsehood must go from our lives. Only the truth remains, because he is truth and has given us power by his blood and name to follow the truth, be in the truth, and no need to do any lies, no need to follow the world's customs, whatever people are telling us to do. Check the scriptures ourselves. And those who cannot read, hear the scriptures. You can record. Those of us who can record and all that, help those others. Download the scriptures in voice form, in audio form, and let it play for your mother, for your brother, for your sister, for your uncle, for your grandfather, grandmother, grandaunties, your neighbors. Download so they can hear it. Hear. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God, God says. So by hearing, they'll get the faith. They'll know the truth. Now we ourselves got words of Jesus. Those who got English can download that and listen in English. We have now got in Tamil the whole prayers, one whole prayer, very detailed prayers, which has helped so many. Download the prayers in the name of Jesus Christ. I command every spirit of greed and selfishness to get out of me. Things like that, it'll be there. Your life will change as you begin to keep on telling these prayers, brothers and sisters. This is the truth. Jesus is the truth. We shouldn't do anything anywhere else. Anything away from the Bible is not the truth. Now you have to watch out, because there are people who have bought over this Bible printing publishers and changing the Bible. Go and use the older Bibles. Because the newer Bibles, Satan is the ruler of the world and is taking control of the printing companies and changing things. And so later, the next generation, third generation, they'll forget the old Bibles and listen to the new ones, and there they would have changed it. If people are changing it, they have an agenda. Many times the agenda is to control you. To control. Jesus wants you to come to him. No one goes to my Father except through me. Come unto me and I shall give you rest. Not come unto Paul, Peter and everybody else and then come to me. No. There's no mediator except one. Jesus Christ with God. Just as God is one. The Bible said yesterday, we read that. Just as God is one, there is only one mediator between you and God. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Not the priests, not the pastors, not Christy Lords, not the people who are speaking the Bible words or whatever, or people announcing this way, teaching this way, that way. In fact, the Bible says they'll come with great swelling words to take one scripture and tell it this way and that way and every which way. Finally, you'll be deceived, because the words and the meanings will change, because they keep on writing and talking and writing. Anything they take one and begin to write so much, you better become suspicious, brothers and sisters. Become suspicious. If they take one scripture and begin to write and say, you know, those days in Israel it was like this and like that, and then they begin to write this way and that way and this way, and they preach also, teach also, this way and that way. God said the simplicity of the gospel, simplicity of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's why you will notice that I try to keep English, simple English here. Because why? The simplicity of the gospel. The big words, swelling words, all God said they'll come and try to deceive you. Forget about the simplicity of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is simple gospel. Come unto me and I shall give you rest. The Son of God was the Word of God who came and took flesh and died for us so that he can give us blood, pure, holy blood, sinless blood. Because in the womb of Mary, the placenta would have blocked the blood of Mary to touch Jesus. Because Jesus got Father God blood. Check, ask the medical people, they'll tell you the baby has got the father's blood. And Bible says the life of the baby comes from the father, through the father, in this case through the father. So all my children, the life was given through me because God had arranged that way. But my wife carried the child for 9 months in the womb. And in the womb carrying the mother's blood, my wife's blood didn't go and touch my children's blood. There's a placenta. And where the blood is stopped, and the child grew. Say, yes, Mary nurtured the human form of Jesus Christ. Human form of Jesus. But Jesus was, is, and ever will be. He was not born. He doesn't have a date. And that's why now December they're having this born date. If Jesus wants us, and now a lot of historians are checked and seeing, it cannot be December that Jesus Christ was born. He was supposed to be either born in September or something. Some people say April or May. Because the shepherds were in the fields. It seems December in Israel is so cold, the shepherds were in the field, and they couldn't have been in the field. The sheep and all would have been in the barn. Because so cold, they'll freeze to death. So it must have been different season and all that. So every day we rejoice Jesus Christ. Every day. We don't wait for December, what day. This was just a few hundred years ago, they decided to put that Jesus Christ was born on 25th. A few hundred years ago, they decided to put the Christmas thing. For hundreds of years after Jesus left, there's no such thing as this celebrating 25th December and all that. Praise Jesus Christ, brother. Go and check for yourself. Go to the internet and check and see, is Christmas real and all that, and you come to the knowledge of the truth. Now today, God calls you blessed. Now let's see, in Matthew 5:3, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Next one, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. These peacemakers is not making worldly peace, one nation to another, because the world is controlled by ruler of the world, Satan. This is peace between man and God. When we go and tell people of Jesus Christ, and then they repent of their sins and come to Jesus Christ and decide to follow Jesus Christ, and they have peace with God, making peace with God. So blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. So any one of us going and making people to have peace with God, we shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who are persecuted and reviled you and say all kinds of evil things against you falsely for my sake, you are blessed. Blessed is he who is not offended because of me. When somebody is upset about Jesus Christ and all, and then we want to talk about Jesus Christ, but now people are condemning us and we can become offended. Don't. We accept the thing. Now this blessed thing, the biggest blessing, this blessing is, blessed is blessing. Blessing is what? Prosper, you know, happy, be happy, prosper and welfare, all provided. So that's what the blessed is, be blessed. You will be prosper, you will be well, you will be happy, you will be joyful. Actually, joyful is a better word. Happy comes and goes, happens, tense. In the instant you're happy, next instant you're not happy. Now, brothers and sisters, the biggest blessing is salvation. salvation. That's why he says one in Matthew 13:16, blessed are your eyes for they see and your ears for they hear. In fact, do you remember for Thomas, he said, you are blessed because you see. Blessed are those who believe when they don't even see. Can you imagine? He told, blessed are those who do not see, you know, and still believe. He told Thomas, praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it in Luke 11:28. So when you're keeping the word of God, you are blessed. You are blessed, brothers and sisters. You are blessed. So let's not make that one blessed become an issue and make a doctrine. There are people making doctrine, writing this way, that way. Mary, we love. Jesus Christ, we adore, worship, and love with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength today. Now remember, brothers and sisters, God is a jealous God. He will not share His glory. He will not share all His creation. Otherwise, the Holy Spirit yearns jealously for your soul, the Bible says, you know. And He will not share His glory. He will not. So, He wants our heart and mind and soul and everything to love Jesus Christ first. And then, there are different kinds of love. Love our neighbor, and He defined it as we love ourselves, to love one another as I have loved you by willing to give our life, that is for disciples. Brothers and sisters, you are blessed. You are blessed. Let's be blessed. And you are a saint, sanctified and separated for salvation. You are saints. Those who want to follow Jesus Christ, God calls them saints. Saints is not some organization appointing you saint this and saint that. You are a saint because you have decided to follow Jesus Christ and you are born of the Spirit of God. And you want to obey God in the Spirit and truth. Brothers and sisters, today let's move in that. Let's love all and let's love Jesus Christ with all our heart, mind, soul and strength. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.